budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. Date is Wednesday, June 22, 2005, and we're here today for a work session on House Bill 5147, which is the budget bill for the Department of State Lands. I will open a work session on House Bill 5147. Ms. McGlash.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Yesterday you should have found in your inboxes the memo from LFO, and the Orbit spreadsheet, and the Lowell Transit memo on top indicated that the performance measure report wasn't attached but would be available this morning, so you have those or that report in front of you this morning as well. So I will go ahead and just start with the memo, and it just gives you some background information on the agency's budget on that first page. Indicates that the governor's recommended budget for the Department of State Lands is a total of $57 million, and this is about a 20% decrease from 03-05. And this is primarily because the governor's budget anticipated about a $17 million decrease in common school fund distributions to schools from 03-05. So if you don't include those distributions in the budget, the governor's budget is about an 18% increase over 03-05 levels. The LFO recommended budget is $108.4 million total funds for the agency, and this is a pretty substantial increase over 03-05. And that's, again, due to the common school fund distributions in 05-07 that are expected. And if you don't include those distributions, then the agency's overall budget is about a 2.6% increase over 03-05 and a 13.1% decrease from the 05-07 governor's recommended budget. So that's just a little background information for you.
Manager, can I?
Yeah. Representative
Shaw. Do you explain what caused or what why we are anticipating a $17 million decrease in common school fund distributions to schools?
Madam Chair and Representative Schaffler, the governor's budget was anticipating that decrease, and the distributions are based on a formula which includes what the December 31st value of the fund is, and the value of the fund has grown since the governor's budget was put together, and so that's why there's an adjustment in the LFO recommended budget for the non-limited other funds, and is a substantial increase actually over the governor's budget by about $54.6 million.
Thank you.
Please proceed.
So, members, if you'll turn to page 2 of the memo, you'll just see that there's some historical data on the budgetary program units for the agency, and there are five. There's the Common School Fund programs, Oregon Wetlands Revolving Fund, Natural Heritage Program, South SLU, National Estuarine Research Reserve. That continues on page 3, listed what those tables do. And then Capital Improvements Common School Fund. And I'll just now walk you through the Orbit spreadsheet, which you also received yesterday, to talk about the detailed budget adjustments for each program. So pages 1 through 4 of the spreadsheet, that just simply gives you some summary information at the department-wide level. So if you don't have any questions about the information on those pages, let's just turn to page 5 and go to the Common School Fund programs. So the first package in that budget unit for your review is package 090, and this simply adjusts the budget for savings in the Smart Buy program. And that's a reduction of $18,887 other funds, and LFO recommends approval of that package.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, that motion carries.
Package 101 is called Continue Current Revenue Generation to the Common School Fund. This package would continue as permanent 7 limited duration positions from the 03-05 biennium. There are 3 in the trust property section, 3 in field operations, and one in the fiscal unit of finance and administration. LFO's recommendation is that you go ahead and approve this package as modified for the reduction in the PERS rate from 15.52% to 14.63%, but continue the positions as limited duration.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 103 is called Increase the Long-Term Return to the Common School Fund. Continues on page 6. This package would add other funds limitation for two permanent positions to implement the asset management plan. It would include such activities as selecting specific lands to be sold, getting them ready for sale, and then processing the transaction. It also adds some non-limited expenditures for transaction costs. And LFO recommends that you do not approve this package. It is not in the House budget plan for the agency.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Representative Marks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I notice this in more than one place that we're not working to increase the long-term return to the Common School Fund. And I think it's kind of one of those saving money in the short run, but we may be hurting ourselves in the long run, particularly if you're thinking about some of these assets that we would could be selling, might even turn into local tax-producing assets if we're selling properly.
Thank you. Further comments? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 103. Discussion on the motion. Are you registering an objection?
Yeah.
Thank you. Please have the record note that Representative Marsh objects. Further objections? With that objection noted, then the motion carries.
Package 104 is called the Portland Harbor Cleanup. This would provide other funds expenditure limitation for Attorney General costs associated with the Portland Harbor Cleanup. LFO's recommendation is that you don't approve this package with the understanding that the agency will have to use its base budget to cover any Attorney General costs related to this issue, and as a result, it may have to request additional limitation from the Emergency Board during the 0507 interim.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. Representative Marsh.
This is another one I'm extremely concerned about. I mean, the Portland Harbor cleanup, is, if you read in today's paper, is going ahead. And we have a real potential liability here. I would rather have seen this put, these funds put over to the E-Board, and the E-Board use their discretion to add them to, rather than have them subtracted out of the operating funds.
But isn't this essentially six of one, half a dozen of the other, because it's all actually expenditure limitation?
Madam Chair, that's correct. This is not a case where you would take general fund and put it in the emergency fund. It's simply an issue where if the agency needs to spend the money, they can, they have it, but they would need to come to the emergency board to get additional limitation.
There is no general fund in this agency. All that we're doing is giving them permission or not to siphon money out of the Common School Trust Fund revenue streams.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Shoffler.
Thank you. I won't be objecting, but I did talk to Ann, the director, and I hope if they need this money, we're willing in the interim to provide it, because a couple big lawsuits could end up costing us a lot more than this when we're dealing with that problem up there in that harbor. So I'm not objecting, but I'm just voicing my serious concern about, I don't want to save a few pennies just to lose a lots of dollars because people are so happy. I don't need to remind you that. I'm very concerned about some real nice people that are radical running out there suing the government like they do, and us not being prepared to fend that kind of thing off. So that's I'm just sharing.
I think maybe I'm not communicating effectively what I'm trying to say
here. I heard you. I just want to voice my concern about these radical folks and nice folks suing the government and this agency's ability to defend ourselves, to keep us out of even more greater costs down the long term.
But let me reiterate once more that the agency will have access to as much legal advice from the Attorney General as they require. And if they run out of their expenditure limitation because of that it happening, they can come to the e-board and request an increase. So I think that we need to make it clear that this is not going to hamstring the agency or put the state of Oregon in a place where we are legally in jeopardy.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And if there is no more discussion on Package 104, I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. I have the motion, discussion, objection. Representative March, objection noted. With that objection noted, the motion carries.
Package 106 is support for statewide bridge repair and economic revitalization. This includes general fund support and other funds expenditure limitation to continue as permanent three limited duration positions from the 0305 biennium. Two of these positions are funded by ODOT to provide removal field permits for their projects, and one position is an economic revitalization liaison, which was initially provided, again, in the 03 session. And the LFO recommendation is to approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction and continue the positions as limited duration.
Discussion on Package 106. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Beginning on page 7, Package 108 is called Increased Fiscal Accountability Agency-Wide. This would add other funds expenditure limitation and one permanent position to address additional fiscal workload in the agency and also reclassify two positions. The LFO recommendation is to not approve the additional position and approve the reclassifications and modify the package for the PERS rate reduction.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to Package 108. Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This agency in the past has had some difficulties in catching up with people using state lands without having properly leased them and such, and plus they're handling a huge amount of money. I hope that we're able to add this back at some point.
Further questions or comments? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 108. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 110 is called Wetlands Delineations. This would add other funds expenditure limitation for a limited duration position to work as a wetlands specialist. And this is with the assumption that a new fee is approved by the legislature. LFO's recommendation is that you not approve this package. It doesn't appear that the fee bill is going to be going forward this session. And if a fee bill is ultimately approved by the legislature, the agency can request the position and additional expenditure limitation from the emergency board.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, motion is carried.
Package 112 is called Shared Receptionist for Enhanced Building Security. This would provide other funds limitation in one position to act as a gatekeeper to the state lands building, which is shared by three agencies. An increase in the lease rate would cover most of the costs, but the remaining costs would be covered by the Common School Fund. The LFO recommendation is to not approve the package per the House budget plan.
Discussion on the recommendation. Representative Schaffer.
I won't be opposing it, Madam Chair, but I do want to voice my concerns about this. There's been people assaulted in that building, and I mean, we got plenty of folks running around here protecting us. I think sometimes some of us need it more than others, but I do share the agency's concern about this issue, and there's people walking off the street there, and there's several other agencies in that building, I believe, as well. I don't think $100,000 or $108,000 is asking too much to staff someone there to just keep an eye on it. I won't object. I just want to voice my concerns once again.
Thank you. Further comments?
I share Representative Schaffer's concerns. The safety of our employees is a critical issue.
I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 112. At the motion, discussion on the motion, objection to the motion. Please note Representative March's objection. With that objection noted, the motion carries.
Package 801, the title for which is just at the bottom of the page, but the description carries over to page 8. That is LFO analyst adjustment. This package adjusts the budget for the PERS rate reduction where the adjustment hasn't occurred in other packages, and for the Attorney General hourly rate reduction. Also makes a technical adjustment to the non-limited other funds for an expected $54.6 million increase in common school fund distributions to the schools in 0507. LFO's recommendation is that you approve the package.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
And the final package for this program unit is package 811. This is called Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 1. This is a reduction of general fund in the amount of $540 to carry out the House budget plan, which includes a 3% reduction in services and supplies and capital outlay for agencies.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
The next program unit is the Oregon Wetlands Revolving Fund. This has one package, package 111. It's called Increase Expenditure Limitation for Wetland Mitigation Bank. This would add other funds expenditure limitation for an expected increase in the number of projects to be funded. In the governor's budget, the amount is $400,000 other funds expenditure limitation. LFO recommends that you reduce the package to $200,000 based on the uncertainty of how many projects will be funded and at what cost, and the agency may come back to the emergency board to request additional limitation if necessary.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I'll take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
And beginning on page 10, we have the Natural Heritage Program. There are two packages for this program unit. The first one is package 801, LFO Analyst Adjustments. This is a $60 general fund reduction to recognize the Attorney General hourly rate reduction. And LFO recommends you approve the package.
Discussion or questions or comments? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 811 is the Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 1, again, per the House budget plan to reduce services and supplies and capital outlay by 3%. This would reduce the general fund for the agency by $864.
Discussion. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
And if you turn to page 12, this begins the program unit for the South SLU sanctuaries, it's called in this report. Package 070 reduces services and supplies to ensure adequate federal funds are available to cover personal services costs, and LFO recommends that you approve this package.
Questions or comments? I take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 107 is called Continue South SLU Federally Funded Limited Duration Positions. This would add federal funds expenditure limitation and continue six limited duration positions from the 0305 biennium for a variety of projects. LFO recommends that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction.
Discussion? Representative Shaw?
Yeah, I'll be supporting this, Madam Chair, but I look at these projects here, and they look like they're going to be around for a long time. And this limited duration business, as I've said before, I would make these full-time equivalents. That's what I would do here if I were. If I always had my way. But these look like projects are going to be there a long time. In the future, hopefully we can come back and take a look at this and make these full-time employees. So.
But aren't these subject to grants through the federal government that are on their fiscal cycle?
Madam Chair and Representative Schaffler, my understanding is that these, some of these certainly are limited projects, and so the funding is not going to continue, and that's why even the agency itself requested that the positions be limited duration.
Thank
Representative Johnson, did you have a comment?
Just to my good friend, I
I always have some reservation about creating full-time positions where we're using federal funds, because from year to year, we're not sure what those federal funds are going to be. And, if we do that, then we're sitting in a situation where general fund or some other creative financing is going to have to pick up those positions. So I think it's, at least personally, I'd be uncomfortable doing it, the other way. I do understand the representative's position on this. But I even expect that many of the people working in those positions understand the nature of that and their reliability upon reliance upon the federal funds to maintain them. We have a lot of positions like that in state government that are dependent upon federal funds, and if those funds aren't forthcoming, there's a lot of scrambling to find ways to either fund them or to reshuffle the assignments or someplace. So I'm sympathetic, but I can't go there.
Madam Chair, let me just clarify myself. Being in the building trades, we're all limited duration in building trades, so I'm very familiar with limited duration.
I think everybody in the private sector is limited duration.
It's a philosophical bent of mine that not just this package. I know I've said this before, but I don't even like the words limited duration. Either we have full-time employees or we don't. And when work runs out, then you go home. That's my philosophy. But forgive me for interjecting and waxing on philosophical, but I just want to make that comment.
Thank you. Further comments on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 107. Have the motion. Discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 109 is called Increased Fiscal Accountability. Continues on to page 13. This would add other funds expenditure limitation and a permanent position for bookkeeping and federal grant reporting and administration. It also shifts support from federal funds to other funds based on a federal audit recommendation and reclassifies a position to provide greater fiscal oversight and accountability. LFO's recommendation is that you approve the reclassification and the fund shift as adjusted for the PERS rate reduction, but not the new position.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. Representative March.
Yes, I think again we keep cutting back on financial accountability. At some point we're going to be in worse trouble with the feds because we're not able to keep up with these kinds of accounting.
We take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 109. Discussion on the motion. Objection.
Noted.
Please note Representative March's objection, and with that objection, motion carries.
Package 113 is called Information Systems Infrastructure for South SLU. This adds federal funds expenditure limitation for a limited duration position to provide on-site information systems support. LFO's recommendation is that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, motion passes.
Package 801 is LFO analyst adjustments. This adjusts the budget for the PERS rate reduction and the Attorney General hourly rate reduction. It adds one position, a 0.33 FTE, and some federal funds expenditure limitation for a November 2004 emergency board action that was not included in the governor's budget simply due to timing. And LFO's recommendation is that you approve the package.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
There is no package 811, which is why you don't see a package description and a recommendation. originally was, but that was changed. It was changed to Package 812. And Package 812 is Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 2. And this would reduce common school fund support for South SLU by 30%, and it's contingent upon passage of legislation to implement fees to recover the cost of management of the reserve. And right now, it looks like that would be Senate Bill 91, which has been approved for scheduling in I believe, this subcommittee. Is that correct, Madam?
Yes. Okay. The bill is right now in the House Land Use Committee, and they're moving it out today down to us, and we've been cleared to move the bill.
Okay. LFO's recommendation is that you go ahead and approve this package with the understanding that if the agency isn't able to backfill this reduction with fees or other sources of funds, it may need to request additional limitation from the emergency board to use common school fund support for the program, especially if there are matching requirements for federal funds that are otherwise not met.
Madam Chair?
Representative Schaaf?
Where are the fees coming from? Who's paying them?
The language of Senate Bill 91 gives the reserve the ability, which they don't right now have, to charge things like admission fees or parking fees or tour group fees or any of those kinds of things. Further discussion? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 812. I have the motion. Discussion? Representative Barnes.
I hope if they're not able to raise the funds through this mechanism, that the e-board will take a positive approach to this and provide the spending limitation necessary.
Further discussion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
And the final program unit is capital improvements, and that begins on page 15. There are two packages. The first package is Package 102, Protecting Common School Fund Assets, and this would add other funds expenditure limitation for various activities such as rangeland management, surveys, fire suppression, noxious weed control, and other activities to provide assets to the common school fund lands. The LFO recommendation is the package is for $562,000 other funds expenditure limitation. And LFO's recommendation is that you reduce the package by $356,000 other funds expenditure limitation, just based on the availability of funds already in the base budget and the ability of the agency to request additional limitation from the emergency board if necessary.
Questions and comments? Representative Schaaf?
All these things here, especially fire suppression, noxious weed control, we want to do that. I know we don't have all the money in the world, but I'm concerned about reducing our efforts there.
It is clearly stated here that if the agency has need for additional expenditure limitation, the emergency board would be very amenable to listening to that request. Further questions or comments? Representative Marsh.
Well, Madam Chair, with regard to the last comment, I mean, we've got them coming back to the emergency board so much that I don't know if they're going to have time to manage these assets as like a good neighbor should. I mean, these rangelands, if you're not on top of noxious weed control, you're going to be hurting your neighbors. And this is something that you have to be very proactive on. And I grew up in a ranching family. We had range lands. We did control burns. Of course, they got out of control a couple times. But we had 8,000 acres signed up, and we did 10. But everybody was happy afterwards.
Your neighbors like that.
Actually, they were happy because
they preferred the weeds.
No, the brush was
sure had land anymore. Right?
Yes, we sold that. we really need to be a proactive, positive example of how to run a good rangeland. And I think by having it come back to the e-board all the time, we're not allowing the agency that flexibility. Thank you.
Representative Krieger.
I'll only say that, OLWEB was trying to deal with the noxious weed thing through watershed councils, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Department of Ag, everybody understands that this whole invasive species, even water plants, is coming to light. At some point, maybe it needs to be dealt with a little bit more concentrated from all these different agencies doing different parts of it, that it needs to come together where we look at it more of a holistic manner than what we are now, because I don't think each individual agency is really equipped to deal with it.
Madam Chair, I would support that idea right there.
I think that is, we have had, I think, over the last few biennium, and it will continue, discussions within the natural resource arena of state jurisdiction about how fragmented things are. And one of the things that we are going to try to do this interim is tackle the concept, the fragmentation concept, as it relates to water. And I think that's going to be an interesting kind of a pilot project to try to realign the way that the agencies work around that issue. And that issue runs through a number of agencies. This agency will be involved in that discussion because of the jurisdiction over wetlands. So trying to find better ways to work across agencies in programs that are similar is something that we need to tackle that. And starting with this project, this interim, I think that we're going to start chipping away on that.
Good.
With that, I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 102. I have a motion, discussion, objection. Please note Representative March's objection. With that objection noted, the motion carries. Ms. LaBrash.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The final package is package 105. It's called Critical Building Maintenance, and it adds other funds expenditure limitation for various projects such as electrical, roofing, carpeting, heating, and ventilation projects at the State Lands Building in Salem. LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package, but direct the agency to request limitation from the emergency board if needed once a plan, including timelines and costs for the necessary projects, is developed.
Questions or comments?
Just to say, Madam Chair, it looks like we're keeping a pretty close eye on this agency on this session.
I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 105. Discussion on the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
So, members, that completes the budget adjustments to the governor's budget for the agency. So if you turn to page 3 of your memo, you'll see the recommended bill amendment to implement what you just approved. And that would be to amend House Bill 5147 by deleting the contents of the original bill, because this is a blank appropriations bill. And then adding the standard language to appropriate general fund, establish other funds expenditure limitation, and establish federal funds expenditure limitation as follows. For the common school fund programs, appropriate $149,816 general fund. For the Natural Heritage Advisory Council, appropriate $28,991 general fund. For the Common School Fund programs, established $13,492,409 other funds expenditure limitation. For the Oregon Wetlands Mitigation Bank Revolving Fund, $550,000 other funds expenditure limitation. For the Natural Heritage Advisory Council, $1,340 other funds expenditure limitation. For the South SLU, $795,421 other funds expenditure limitation, and for capital improvements, $487,009 other funds expenditure limitation. And then for federal funds expenditure limitations, for the Common School Fund programs, $516,719. For the Natural Heritage Advisory Council, $70,966, and for the South SLU, $1,323,994. And then also the recommendation is to include appropriate language in the bill for non-limited expenditures for the distribution of the interest earnings on the Common School Fund to K-12 education, and then unclaimed property finder's fees and state treasurer charges for investment-related transactions.
Discussion on the LFO recommended bill amendments. I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommended bill amendments as stated in Section 3 of the June 22nd memo into House Bill 5147. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Representative Marsh.
Madam Chair, I think we've done some damage to this agency. I don't think we're looking at the long term protecting the Common School Fund assets and also being a good neighbor, like in the rangeland area that I've talked about. And this, I'm concerned about the South SLU issue as well. So I will be opposing this bill in committee and in full and on the floor.
Okay. Any further discussion? Representative Shaw?
I'll be supporting the bill, ma'am, and Madam Chair, and the budget. But I just wanted to ask a question, and it doesn't need to be answered now. Is the South SLU, could we make that into a park and transfer it over to Parks and Recs, who have a lot of money? Has anybody ever looked into anything like that?
I don't think that has been a subject of discussion, has it?
Madam Chair, I'm not aware of what it would take to make it a park. I think look into that and get back to you.
I'm sure somebody will come answer my question. Thank you.
Further discussion? And with Representative March's objection noted, are there any other objections? With an objection noted, then the motion carries. Ms. McGrath.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if you turn to the final page of your memo, page 4, you'll see that item 4 is performance measures, and I distributed the report to you this morning. And there were some requests for modifying some of the some of the performance measures. And I also distributed to you a February 21st, 2005 memo from the agency that they prepared in response to some of the discussion on the performance measures. And we'll probably need to refer to that as well. The first performance measure, you'll see that there's a slight modification to that performance measure, and that would be to remove the word sources from the performance measure and put in the word agency so that the performance measure more accurately reflects what's within the control of the agency. There was some discussion when we were talking about this performance measure how the interest earnings on the Common School Fund were possibly affecting it, and that that's really largely outside of the control of the agency. And if you look at the memo that you received on pages 2, 3, and 4, there's a discussion of the different revenue sources that are generated by the agency. In response to some questions that came up, and you can see that in the constitutional sources, the total is $21 million, and $9.6 million of that for 03-04 was from bond interest. So it's a significant part of their revenue stream and can affect this performance measure. So that's the recommendation for modification on that performance measure. There are a number of performance measures that relate to revenue generation, and those are performance measures 4 through 12. And this is just basically kind of disaggregating the first performance measure. There's interest, and there was interest last session as well in having those revenue sources disaggregated, so there could be some sense of what's essentially a moneymaker for the Common School Fund and what is maybe a drain on the Common School Fund. Some of those targets have yet to be determined, as you can see from this report, that TBD obviously needs to be determined. So that pretty much covers performance measure 1 as well as performance measures 4 through 12. On performance measure 3, there was also some discussion, and that's covered in the memo as well. The subcommittee, from what I can see from my notes from previous meetings, didn't really ask for any modification to this performance measure, but the department believes that it should be rewritten to better reflect the percent of users on state lands paying fees, and so they would be happy, as they say in their memo, to work with the committee and the progress board to revise this measure to better reflect its intent. But it's just in the performance measure report, it's simply in the form in which you saw before. There have been no changes to it. And if you flip to page 2, you can see for performance measure 15, there's been some, actually for 15 and 16, some changes in the wording, and the agency was proposing that change, and I believe, bear with me for a second, it's really wider, proposing that change. I think it's just to align it with wording in some benchmark. Yeah, it's just been revised to correspond to revisions recently completed for benchmark 77, and so now it's worded identically to the benchmark. On performance measure 17, there was some discussion about violations versus complaints. There had been a request for data on that issue, and again, the memo covers that performance measure, well, at least responding to the questions that came up. I think the agency has some interest in revising the performance measure so that it says percent of removal fill violations. Percent of removal fill complaints resolved. LFO would recommend that you just keep the performance measure as it's worded, but have the department continue to keep separate data internally on violations and complaints. On performance measure 21, there was some discussion about wording that performance measure a little better, and again, LFO is recommending first that you go ahead and change it from number of wetland mitigation bank credits available to number sold, and have the agency keep internal records by type of entity making those purchases. There were some questions about who was purchasing the credits, and so I just recommend that you go ahead and direct them to keep that data internally, which I pretty sure they do already. Number 22 then would be folded into number 21 because when they keep the records by type of entity, it would, you know, show if there were credits purchased by the state of Oregon. On page 3, number 27 is recommended to be deleted, and then a placeholder be put in this report for agencies involved with ERT activities. And in working on that placeholder performance measure, perhaps number 27 can be folded into that. And then the last one that you'll see there added is probably one that you've seen before, a customer satisfaction performance measure. So that's kind of a summary of the changes to the performance measures that were discussed. And if there are no questions, LFO recommends.
It appears that the agency will need to come before the Interim Legislative Audit Committee to get a finalization on the changes that are requested and the one that's being developed for the ERT agencies.
That one in particular, yeah.
Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I question these performance measures and the value of them in the past, but here I think we have some real clear connection between these and this budget. I mean, the wetland mitigation banks, for example, there's a proposed performance measure in there. I don't see, unless I missed it, correct me if I'm wrong, one that relates to and directs agency to watch over their greater fiscal oversight and accountability, which we decreased, kept some money back on that. And I think whenever we decrease something here or hang on to money here in the future, I'd like to have a performance measure directly related to that. So then when they come before us, or whoever is sitting here in the interim, we can say, well, yes, you are performing, or no, you're not. And then direct that, decide what we do with the money directly related to how they're performing. And I think there's some clear examples here of how we can link these two.
And I think your point is well taken. I'm wondering if the first 14 performance measures where you're gauging the administrative costs related to the revenues, if that might be a way that you can get at the efficiency with which the agency is operating. The any other discussion on the agency's performance measures? I would accept a motion to accept the performance measures and instruct the agency to come before the Joint Legislative Audit Committee in the interim to deal with the matters that are in process. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
And then, members, there is a budget note for this agency. It's probably one that you've seen before for other natural resource agencies. It's been approved by both the chair of the House Special Committee on Budget and the chair of the Senate Special Committee on Budget. And it reads as follows. The Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, the Department of State Lands, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and the Water Resources Department will work with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining on one or more projects to streamline the delivery of water-related permitting programs and projects including water-related permitting associated with removal fill projects and on permitting associated with aggregate mining activities. The agencies will report back on their plans and progress to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee no later than April 30, 2006 and December 31, 2006. To the greatest extent practical, the Office of Regulatory Streamlining will involve the co-chairs of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee or their designees in any work group activities needed to implement this budget note.
Discussion on the budget note? I would take a motion to move the budget note into the budget. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried.
And finally, members, the last item is the final motion, and LFO recommends that the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources move House Bill 5147 to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass. I'm missing a word there. With a due pass as amended recommendation.
I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Discussion?
Just the objection.
And with Representative March's objection, are there any other objections? With that objection noted, the motion carries. And with that, I will close the work session on House Bill 5147 and adjourn the committee.